Hey friend, today's episode, we're going to talk about the five different areas in your life that you can start decluttering so you can have better work-life balance, so you can have better focus and improved productivity and just feel better all around. Because I don't know about you, I feel like when things are organized and where I don't feel like there's a bunch of mess everywhere, whether that's in physical clutter or digital, or even in my finances, whatever it is, it always feels better when things are organized and minimalistic as much as possible. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. We're going to go over the five different areas in your life that you can declutter: your relationships, your physical clutter, your digital, financial, and your time as well. I hope you enjoy. Hey friend, welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things: the incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Okay, friend, and you know, before I go into the episode, for those of you who have not joined the newsletter, I encourage you to come, especially if you feel like there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, like you're not alone. I feel like as nurses, we're literally pros at taking care of other people, but when it comes to really making the time for ourselves, for our goals, our own aspirations, our own wants and needs, well, it's kind of like, it's literally a struggle bus. I've been there, friend. I know how hard it can be to really put yourself first. And that's really why I created the newsletter, the Balanced Bites newsletter, just for you. And it's a weekly newsletter where I just share some tips on managing your time, on self-care, and really sharing with you some of the things, the rituals or routines or even habits or tools that are really making my life better. Whether that's my mental health, my physical health, spiritual, whatever that is, I truly enjoy sharing that with you guys. So I invite you to join me on this journey with me to a more balanced and fulfilling life. So the link will be in the show notes for you guys. Highly, highly encourage you to come join me. All right, so let's get into this episode. I feel like lately I've been enjoying decluttering different areas of my life. I feel like I do this routinely. Well, I do for sure my digital stuff once a month. So once a month, I back up my hard drive, I declutter my desktop, I upload things to my Google Drive, and it's just, I've got to do it because I have all these things on my desktop, whether it's like things I've downloaded or screenshots, whatever it is, I have to declutter. Sometimes when I have a lot of things, I tend to declutter maybe like once every 2 weeks, but definitely recommend doing it at least once a month. So I was like thinking, why not share or talk about some things that we can, some areas that we can begin to declutter? Because it's not just your physical clutter that's affecting your mental health, your energy levels, that's affecting your time. It's also other things in your life, like your relationships that we'll talk about, your digital clutter, like I just mentioned, your financial clutter, and even your time. So I really do feel like when you are intentional and want to declutter certain areas of your life, it's going to help you bring more calmness and just peace into your life. And who doesn't want that? I know I do. It can really help you create space for what truly matters. And again, can just help you bring more balance into your life. So the first part here is relationships. I want you to really take inventory of your relationships. Who do you spend time with that you notice seems to drain your energy? Whether it's friends or your family members, your coworkers, whoever, take inventory of that. And I want you to also take note, how do I feel when I leave this coffee date with this friend? Or when I leave this family function, right? With this certain family member, how do I feel? Do I feel drained? Do I feel energetic? Do I feel uplifted? Do I feel happy? Do I feel connected? What are those feelings after you leave that relationship? And if you're an introvert like I am, well, I would say I'm more of like an ambivert. It really depends. I can be outgoing and energetic, but then I also value a lot of alone time and smaller like one-on-one conversations. And so I know that for me, I have to make sure that I have some alone time carved out every week. And that is how I really recharge and reset. And it works for me. And that can look different for anyone. For me, for example, when I take those moments to myself, I'm either journaling or meditating or writing. Sometimes I'm doing all three. Sometimes I just choose one. It's really what I'm feeling, whatever I'm feeling in the moment. And so I really want to encourage you to take that time to yourself, to really connect with yourself, especially if you are an introvert and maybe you kind of get drained from having multiple social events throughout the week or throughout the month. So I highly recommend doing that. But again, like going back to your relationships, who am I spending time with? And how do I feel after I spend time with them? It's going to be hard when you realize that a certain relationship is draining you and that you are going to decide to distance yourself from that relationship or have that hard conversation with them. It's not easy. It really isn't easy. But as I'm sure many of you have heard that quote flying around in like on the internet of like choosing your hard. It's hard to work out. It's hard to meal prep. It's hard to do all those things, but it's also hard being overweight or being unhealthy or having all these health problems. That's also hard. And it's really about choosing your hard. So same thing with this. It's going to be hard to have that conversation with that person or to distance yourself or to spend less time with them. But it's also hard to feel drained, to feel like you're not heard, or to feel like you're not loved in the relationship or friendship, or to not feel respected or valued. So it's really about choosing your hard. I hope that really helps for you guys. I know I'm like, when it comes to this, I absolutely know how hard it can be. But I really also don't like it. I don't like myself and I don't like the life that I live when I'm surrounded by people who cause me so much anxiety or bring me down or aren't genuinely happy for me, especially when I'm happy for them and I want the best for them and I believe in them and I support them and I love them. So definitely understand how hard it can be. But again, choosing your hard. The next area is your physical clutter. So choosing quality over quantity is something that I am trying to really embrace when it comes to my closet. I normally don't shop a lot, but when I do, I have this rule where it's like, okay, if I buy one thing, then one thing has to come out. So if you purchase something that, then look at what you can, I want you to look at what you can toss, what you can sell, or what you can donate. For example, if you got yourself a Stanley cup or a hydro jug, I mean, they're both wonderful. Then are there other water bottles in your pantry that you can donate or that you can sell or just give to your family members, whoever? But it's really about kind of like having that one in and one out rule that's really going to help minimize that clutter for you. And it's also going to just be less to declutter when it does come time to declutter certain parts of your house, right? That's why I use the closet example for me, because I feel like whenever I do my things, I actually have a little like a bag. Oh, a reusable bag. I don't know why I couldn't even think of that. A reusable bag. I have that in my closet, and that way I just toss things in there when I'm like, okay, this no longer brings me joy. I'm just going to put it in the bag and just be, you know, when I'm ready, just go ahead and donate that to Goodwill, because I usually don't sell anything. I feel like a lot of my clothes are, I don't know, it's like not worth selling. Just go ahead and donate, right? So that is something that we can begin working on. Choose an area of your home. I chose the bathroom recently, and I've decluttered a lot of things from like the little room or the little closet in the bathroom. You can start with your closet or, again, the bathroom, like your makeup stuff. You can start in the kitchen, in the pantry, whatever that is. Also, you can actually start with your work area. If you are a nursing student or if you're a nurse and you have your area of where you do work, maybe you're studying for a certification, or if you work remote, whatever that is, or if you're an entrepreneur as well, whatever your workspace, I want you to focus on that as well, to really declutter that physical space, because I promise you that physical clutter is going to transfer or translate into like mental clutter. So it's truly helped me to, when I keep things nice and organized in my workspace, I feel so much more productive. I feel so much more calm. I feel peace and ready to just work on whatever it is that I need to work on. So that is physical clutter. So choosing quality over quantity, and also doing that one in, one out rule. The third thing here is digital clutter, which I already kind of mentioned is I do monthly decluttering of my desktop. I back up my hard drive, and I also upload things to my Google Drive and organize that as well. I also don't have any notifications come to my laptop or even my phone. The only thing that I get notifications on with my phone is Google Calendar. And that way I'm aware of like, what's the next thing coming? It notifies me 30 minutes before. And it's just a nice reminder. Okay, I have a meeting in about 30 minutes, or I should be planning to get ready to go to the gym in about 30 minutes. Whatever that appointment is, I allow my Google Calendar notifications to come in. But honestly, my text messages don't come in. Phone calls do come in, obviously. But other than that, I don't see text messages. I don't see Instagram. I don't see Facebook notifications. Nothing. And I don't even have them to where they show up on the app, on the icon. So that way, I'm not tempted to like, oh, I have five notifications. Like you see the little five red dot. If they still do that, I don't know, because it's been so long that I don't do that. So it's like, yeah, I feel so much more just, I don't have that temptation to want to check and look on my phone. So it just feels like no one loves me. No big deal. No, but it's just nice to like see that my phone screen, like I don't see anything popping up or lighting up. So I get less distracted and I just feel more focused and more present as well when I'm with my friends or family. If you're a big note taker like I am, maybe you're reading a book or you went to a seminar or a conference or what for school, whatever that is, I love organizing my notes into Notion. It's an app. You can use it on your desktop and you can also have it on your phone. But I absolutely love it. It's so cute. It's so aesthetically pleasing. And it's just a great overall app. I really do love it. I'm even using it to plan out my Japan trip. So I absolutely just freaking love it and can't recommend it enough. And it's great for keeping track of all your notes, maybe for school, the books that you're reading, again, the conferences that you're going to. I also love using my notes app on my phone to organize things. So I have like one notes for any ideas that come up in my mind for the podcast or for social media or just for future things. And then I have another one of like my grocery list. So I kind of break that down to like dairy, produce, pantry, and I love having that. I have another one for just like all my all the things that I need for work, maybe whether it's like a website or email that for a certain person if I need to email them, whatever it is. So I highly recommend using the Notes app. I mean, it's free and it's on your phone. All right, the next one here is financial clutter. I just have like two notes on this. First thing is canceling any unused subscriptions. I think that I just say this because this has happened to me where I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a Netflix subscription and I never watch Netflix. Or I have Hulu, Netflix, and I forgot which other one I had. And I'm like, I don't really watch it enough to justify paying for all three streaming services. So I just stuck with Hulu. I think I stuck with Hulu and no, actually, I just stuck with Prime. So I just have Prime right now. I don't have Netflix or Hulu or Apple or any of the other ones. And that works perfectly fine for me. So looking over what are some of your unused subscriptions that you can cancel, and that's more money back in your pocket for travel, for spending, for going out to eat with your friends or family, for investing, for saving, whatever that is, it adds up, my friend. Another thing here is automating your bills, your savings, and your investments. I won't get super deep into this, but I just want to share that it has helped me so much to have everything automatically deducted from a certain account for my bills. So I already know what's coming out of that. And so I make sure that there's that amount of money every time, every month, right? So it's being pulled out automatically. My savings, a portion of my check is automatically being transferred into a savings account that I don't even touch. I don't even look at it. It's for like emergencies and that's it. And then another portion from like my, so that one's actually from my part-time job in the ER where it goes straight into that savings account that I don't touch. And then from my full-time job, a portion goes straight into a savings account where I have different buckets, like travel buckets. So I love funding that because I want to start traveling internationally more often. And I have a bucket for my car. I have a bucket for occasions, right? And that is going to include like Christmas as well, because I hate feeling like super stressed out at the end of the year. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all this money, or I need to spend all these things buying gifts, hosting Christmas parties, or going to the Christmas parties that you're invited to. So I absolutely love having those buckets there. And it's just so much more, it's so much easier when you have everything automated because you don't have to think about it and you don't touch that money. So again, I'm not going to go super deep into this, but this is something just to kind of get the wheels turning and just do a little more research on that and see how you can get started with automating your bills, your savings, and your investments. Okay, so the last thing that I want to talk about when it comes to decluttering is your time. Create these unstructured open spaces in your life. Like I want you to look at your work shift, all your the days that you work, your 12-hour shifts, and ask yourselves if can I really pick up more overtime this week? Like what else do I have going on this week? Can I block off time to just be? To just be with myself, whatever it is, whether that's spending time with other people or maybe you're wanting to take a day trip. It's really blocking off that time for yourself to do whatever you desire, not really having like a checklist or an itinerary, but just blocking off that time to say, you know what, I'm going to do whatever the heck I want during this time, whatever I want. I feel like sometimes we don't realize that the time working, because I feel like when, at least this is what I've done, I remember like I'd look at my schedule, oh, okay, I'm not working these days, might as well just pick up. And that's all great when you, especially if you have the goal of maybe saving for a trip or trying to pay off some debt. But when we kind of keep that long term, then it's depleting of ourselves of like the time that we can spend to re-energize, rest, kind of like recover from these crazy shifts that we work. And sometimes, I don't know, I just don't think it's worth killing ourselves and making the money that sometimes gets taxed like crazy. And, you know, when we're sacrificing our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, our connection with our families or friends, whatever that is. And I think that you can always make more money, but you can never get your time back. And that's something that I just hold so dear to my heart. It's something that I just value so, so much. So you can do this by time blocking. Again, time blocking is like setting an appointment for yourself and saying like, during this time, I'm gonna do whatever the heck I want. It's like, I'm not gonna try to knock off all these to-do lists or to-do things. I'm not going to pick up overtime. I'm not going to whatever. Like, it's just like really what you want to do. And for me, like this month, my intention is really to live in peace and harmony, to really welcome that. And a way I'm doing that is, or hoping to achieve that, is by accepting fewer meetups or requests, and maybe even taking a break from social media, I feel like can really help. Because for me, I'm thinking if it's not a hell yes, then it's a no thank you. And again, it's no thank you. It's not being rude about it, not being ugly about it, but it's really just protecting your peace. And that's what I'm going to do this month. And I hope you do this as well. But it goes back to, again, to your time, protecting your peace, protecting your time, and just creating kind of that unstructured open space for yourself, for your well-being, for your mental health, physical health, spiritual, whatever it is that you're really needing to refill right now in your life. So friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, I know it was just a quick kind of overview of what you can declutter in your life, in your relationships, your physical clutter, your digital, financial, and even time. If you really enjoyed this and you feel like it brought you so much value, please go ahead and share it with another friend. It really helps the podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you so much, friend. Until next time. All right, friend, did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.